Okay, today Be'ez Hashem we're continuing in Maseches Nagayim and Maseches Kelim, and we're up to Perachav Zayin, Mishnah Ches. So we're talking about things that became that had a minimum shear, became Tami Tumas Medrus, then you added to it, and then you took away from it. So if you have a beged that was 3x3 etzbaos, v'nitma tamei meis, so that's a minimum shear for tumas meis, and became tamei tumas meis, v'yishlam alav eskal habeged, and then you finish making more of the beged, so the new part of the beged is also tamei, v'achar kach notal chut echad mitchlaso, and then you take one of the threads from the original 3x3 etzbaos, so now it's that part is less than 3x3 etzbaos, tarmi tamei meis, then becomes tahar from tumas meis. But it's tamei is something that touched a tumas meis. Not al chutechem mitzchilaso. If you made a 3x3 etzbaos beged and it became tamei tumas meis, and then you removed one of the threads from the original part, so it's no longer tamei tumas meis. V'achar kach yishma lav eskal beged, and then you added to the beged tahar. Then the whole beged is tahar because once you took away that thread, it lost all of its tuma. Mnei sha'amru shalosh al shalosh in zma'it tahar. If you have 3x3 etzbaos, and then it becomes less, it's totally tahar. Aval shlosha shloshes in smayit, but if you have 3x3 tfachim, which is tamei, not just from tumas meis, but other types of tumas medrus, so that and it becomes smaller than 3x3. Aval pisha tarmi medrus tamei bekala tumos, even though maybe tar from tumas medrus because you can't sit on it anymore, it's still tamei with any other type of tuma because you can still use it for other things. And that's why in the last mission we said that when it was tamei tumas medrus and then it became less than 3x3 tvachim, so even though it lost its medrus, it's still a maga medrus. It's still going to be something. It's still going to be a rishon. Lituma. Moving on to Mishnah Tes, Sadin Shu Tame Medrus. If you have a sheet that was Tame as an Avatumu with Tumas Medrus, that's so vilon, and then you turned it into a curtain. Tahar Mina Medrus becomes Tahar from Tumas Medrus. Aval Tame Maga Medrus, but it's Tame from as if it were something that touched the Medrus. So it's like a Rishon. Amar Rav Yosef Be'eza Medrus Nagaba. What type of Medrus does the sheet touch? The fact that the sheet touched itself is not called maga medrus, because it's in a base of starim. Elim ke nagabo hazav tamei b'maga hazav. No, the sheet only that it becomes tamei if it touched something when that which it touched is a zav, which is an avatuma. So then it becomes tamei from the zav. But you can't say that it becomes tamei from a maga medrus. It never had a real maga medrus other than in a base of starim where it was attached originally in the makom that you had ripped it. So to review what we learned today, basically we spoke about different things. That in Mishnah Ches we spoke about a beged that was 3x3 tfachim and then became tamei. I'm sorry, 3x3 etzbaos, and then it became tamei from tumas meis. And then you took away some of the one of the strings, so now it lost all tumas status. So anything that that you add to it is not going to be tamei at all. But if you added to it before you took away one of the original strings, then it will become tamei as a maga meis. And we distinguish between 3x3 etzbaos for tumas meis versus 3x3 tfachim when it comes to medrus. And then in Mishnah Tes we spoke about a sheet that was tamei medrus that you turned into a curtain, whether it has this machlokas, whether it has the status of a maga medrus. Next time we'll pick up with Parchav Zayin, Mishnah Yud.